There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby!
That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Thursday, the little Friday edition, Friday Eve edition of the show. Do love Thursdays. Also love tomorrow. Out on the road with the show, we will be at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show at the Grander Marine Grander opening at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show. So make sure to come by and see us. I'm going to bring some FM Talk 106.5 goodies. Maybe a couple of those. If you didn't see the pictures yet, I might put some more up on Facebook. Now there's buckets, and then there's buckets, right? Anybody, like, if you, I don't want to say it's not just guys. I think ladies appreciate a good bucket as well. These are, like, rope-handled, two different holding places. They're really cool with the FM Talk 106.5 logo. Great to have on the boat or around the yard. We'll give some of those away tomorrow when I'm down there, noon to two, for this show, live from the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show. So we'll get to that tomorrow. So hopefully come see me, South Baldwin folks. Should be fun. All right, coming up on today's show, Midday Mobile Today. Joining me in hour number two, you heard Jeff had Dick Brubaker, AL2, on with him. I'm going to have Caroline Dobson, the other Republican in the runoff. Caroline joins me about 1:30 today. Dale Leash from Lanyap will join me at 1. A lot to talk about. I know the rumor mill's been going about the big announcement for the Civic Center. Now, I think those stories are dropping right about now. They get embargoed, right? So there's this thing called embargo. They'll release certain news stories to you and then say, but you can't say anything about it till whatever the time stamp is. Tomorrow, next week, 3 o'clock, whatever. They embargo these things. So the stories are out and written. They're dropping right about now about what the plan is here for the Civic Center. I know Mayor Stimson, I think, is going to talk at 2 about this, and we'll talk at 1 o'clock about it. Have a little advanced notice on it, so it should be, I think it should cause some conversation out there, and we'll do that in the 1 o'clock hour about the Civic Center. Start that off with Dale Leash. All right, so got those things done. Haiti in crisis. I know there's a State Department briefing coming up. Americans are trapped in Haiti. You know, we have Marines there, as we announced yesterday, there to do, I guess, HRT to get Americans out of not just like the embassy and all those places, but the American, and there's lots of Americans in Haiti outside of the U.S. government presence there. So we'll watch that. If there's breaking news on that, we'll pass along to you. But TikTok seems to be dominating the conversation out there, right? And the vote taken in Washington on TikTok. Now, I am not a consumer, not a TikTok consumer. I mean, I've watched this for a while because it used to be, I think it was called Musical.ly. And my daughter was big into the Musical.ly. They would make dances. They'd play a song, you make a dance or something like that, right? And that is, I guess, what became TikTok and has taken the nation by storm. There are plenty of people younger than me that are into TikTok. Friends of mine that are older than me, more seasoned citizens than I am, that are into TikTok. And now there's a question about this ban. Remember, of course, former President Trump said he wanted a ban on it. And then he would, you know, like anything he would say, the media started attacking him. That same media is now supporting a ban on it. Even former President Trump has weakened or given some nuance to a TikTok ban. This is an interesting question because you can see its roots in the Chinese Communist government. You don't have to look far to see that. At the same time, if you are a free market kind of person, do you ban something for that reason? This is and we're gonna see right now. There's a this is one of these conversations that comes up inside on the right side of the aisle. Whether you're a populist, right, which is what a lot of people loved about and love about Donald Trump, or you're an old line rule of law, free market conservative. And I think that's what's I think that's what's coming up here. And yes, we can get in all the talk about the people, you know, there to protest or support TikTok that were in Washington yesterday. I know the many stories out about Mama Tot, who a local person, a sensation on TikTok out there. What that means to them. We'll play some clips from people who's, you know, we're talking about what TikTok has done for their lives, their business, all that kind of stuff. But first, let's talk about the legislation. Okay. So this bill that passed the House had bipartisan support. President Biden said he would sign the bill if it's passed. It is to ban TikTok if TikTok is not changed, doesn't have a change in ownership. So what do you think? You could partially go, yeah, that's right. We don't want the Chinese into our, you know, into our business, getting all this information out there. But at the same time, are we shooting ourselves in the foot and maybe enacting the Patriot Act 2.0? And I say that because Patriot Act came out when we were all very fearful, right, of what was going on with terrorism out there. And the Patriot Act, on its surface, seemed to be dealing with, you know, foreign adversaries, people that wanted to hurt this country. But it was used to expand intelligence and surveillance in a big way, even against American citizens. So is this another Patriot Act coming our way? All right, some of the debate yesterday on in Washington on this. First up, Congressman Mike Gallagher supporting this TikTok ban. He was one of the people that brought this legislation up. So let's go. Mike Gallagher yesterday had this to say.
TikTok is a threat to our national security because it is owned by ByteDance, which does the bidding of the Chinese Communist Party. We know this because ByteDance leadership says so and because Chinese law requires it. This bill therefore forces TikTok to break up with the Chinese Communist Party. It does not apply to American companies. It only applies to companies subject to the control of foreign adversaries defined by Congress. It says nothing about election interference and cannot be turned against any American social media platform. It does not impact websites in general. The only impacted sites are those associated with foreign adversary apps, such as TikTok.com. It can never be used to penalize individuals. The text explicitly prohibits that, and it cannot be used to censor speech. It takes no position at all on the content of speech, only foreign adversary control. Foreign adversary control of what is becoming the dominant news platform for Americans under 30.
Now, that may be a problem as well, that is the dominant news platform for Americans under 30. But, you know, it is what it is. I think it's a failure of mainstream news to not provide news in the way that I guess TikTok does. It's more palatable to people under 30. We need more like a host, you know, you need Sean Hannity dancing or something like that that would make it better. You know, dance his way through the news. All right. Now, on the flip side here, as we're trying to get both sides, so there's Gallagher, who is a supporter. He's actually one of the people that carried the bill, the TikTok ban bill. Now, Congressman Thomas Massie, you know, pretty libertarian Republican here, and his take on it from yesterday as well.
They've described the TikTok application as a Trojan horse, but there's some of us who feel that either intentionally or unintentionally, this legislation to ban TikTok is actually a Trojan horse. Some of us are concerned that there are First Amendment implications here. Americans have the right to view information. We don't need to be protected by the government from information. Some of us just don't want the president picking which apps we can put on our phones or which websites that we can visit. We don't think that's appropriate. We also think it's dangerous to give the president that kind of power, to give him the power to decide what Americans can see on their phones and their computers. To give him that sort of discretion, we also think is dangerous. Now, people say that this TikTok ban will only apply to TikTok or maybe another company that pops up just like TikTok, but the bill is written so broadly that the president could abuse that discretion and include other companies that aren't just social media companies.
Okay, so there's a pro and con from four speeches yesterday at the House. Where the vote went down this way, it was pretty, it was bipartisan, it was pretty one-sided. The House vote was 352-65. 50 Democrats and 15 Republicans voting in opposition. Okay, so not voting for it. 50 Democrats, 15 Republicans. Interesting combination, too, in the Democrats with the Republicans that voted against it. Most of the Republicans have voted against the TikTok ban. You heard like Massey there. Another one, as we discuss, who is the Republican nominee for AL1, Congressman Barry Moore, was a no vote yesterday. Current Congressman AL1, Jerry Carl, was a yes vote for the ban. So Jerry Carl voted yes yesterday for this TikTok ban. The one was described by Congressman Gallagher, and Barry Moore voted no on this. And you see in the 15 Republicans that voted in opposition, it was more of a Freedom Caucus or Libertarian-angled Republicans that did. So many Republicans did vote for the TikTok ban. So Jerry Carl voted for it. Barry Moore voted against it yesterday. Now, what does this, you know, what does this all mean? Well, I mean, you have something that the president has said he would sign. You see it pass with that kind of margin in the House. Are we heading for this? And I do ask this question. Is number one, I can see both sides, of course, here. Do you want a bill that would say, you know what, we're not going to let the job. Would we want another? Do you want another country controlling media in the United States? Right. Do you want, I mean, would you, does that seem like a good idea? Even if it's not China. Right. Let's say, you know, whatever other country. Do you want them in charge of American news companies, institutions? Right. Because they just said that TikTok leading the way for people getting their news under 30 years old, Americans under 30. So do you want a foreign-owned company controlling that? That's kind of the populist angle, big government angle, Democrat angle, but I would say a populist Republican as well. Or do you say, if you do this, you're then opening the door to the government to censor who can be a news provider and not be a news provider. And that's kind of the argument that Thomas Massey was bringing up. And I do suggest we look back and say, is this a situation like the Patriot Act, where you go, okay, here's a way to deal with this thing that seems to be a clear and present danger, but what did Pelosi used to say? You got to pass the bill to see what's in it. Does it have more teeth in it that could lead to beyond TikTok being a government, U.S. government way of banning certain news platforms in this country? And of course, then we'd have to do what the Chinese do, and everybody'd have to have a VPN and get around it and go find the news anyways. But what do you think? We'll take it to the text line and the phone line when we come back at 343-0106. 343-0106. Coming right back. This is Midday Mobile.
Listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
Right, 1223 FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, Thursday style. 343-0106 gets you through on the text line like so many, and also on the phone line. Good old-fashioned phone call. So let's go to that first. David is up first. It says you're in California. David, are you in California?
I am. Yeah, I'm out in San Francisco.
Oh, very cool, man. Good deal. So you want to talk some TikTok here?
Well, yeah. And as a matter of fact, I heard during the news, the state of Alabama was somewhat attacked by a cyber hack. And so I'd mix the two issues where if there is a software that's being used for malicious purposes, and in the accusation about TikTok is that it's always listening. And it's one of those sort of things where a kid is sitting in their room and fooling around as kids do, that computer, that cell phone is always listening. And just the opportunities to manipulate their lives in the future, blackmail them, embarrass them, shame them, do some sort of thing that'll kind of ruin their life, put them in a psychological funk for years. That's a little dangerous. And it's bad enough when you start thinking about if the state of Alabama was hacked for 2 hours, let's say, that could be $10 million that the taxpayers are going to have to pay to deal with all of the problems just for a couple of hours.
Yeah, well, I think we had denial of service attack, I think is what it was. So they said they didn't get breached, but obviously you couldn't use the state sites because they had the DNS attack.
Right, yeah. Now, imagine if the state of Alabama caught that early and saved themselves a lot of time and problems by catching it early. That's a good thing. But it's still a bad thing when all of our eggs are in one basket with these computers and the software that can be manipulated and ruin people's lives for a long, long time.
Yeah, so everything's listening. I don't think it's just TikTok. Like you said, cell phones are listening. Lord knows, you know, I talk about something and I get served an ad for it, you know, talk about a piece of, so yeah, they're listening. The question is, though, is this Patriot Act 2.0 where in trying to solve this clear and present danger problem, it opens up something bigger and gives the government more place to maybe move from the specific subject of today and use it for other things, you know, tomorrow?
Well, I don't know if you're a fan of, you know, the book, The Three Musketeers.
Mm-hmm.
That was written, what, 150 years ago. And instead of having computers back then, there were spies everywhere. And in Three Musketeers, there were at least three different sets of spies. The king had his spies, the queen had her spies, the church had their spies. And so it wasn't bad enough that you could be in an inn or out in the yard or whatever and being spied on by one, two, or three different types of organizations, but that if they got their stories wrong, then people's lives could be ruined.
Mm-hmm.
And Alexandre Dumas was great in writing about how this sort of a life where there are malicious forces out there that are just trying to, if you're familiar with getting a bounty, and bounties based on bad information. So if somebody puts they get paid by the piece. So the more people they snitch on, the more money they make.
Sure.
And if they snitch with bad information, then they may make a tidy little sum, but in the long run, it really diminishes the economy.
Well, it diminishes their value as well. You know, if they could hurt somebody in the short term, but it diminishes their value going forward if they were incorrect.
Well, that's right.
You make the regent look bad.
I don't know if you're familiar with it, but over in Texas, they've got a snitch law over there about abortions. And if there's a girl that's thinking about getting an abortion and she tells her friend and her friend snitches her out for $10,000, which is what it goes for now in Texas, the taxpayer pays for the snitch and the woman doesn't get the abortion. But the taxpayer, and apparently there were 17,000 snitches within 3 weeks of them coming up with a law like that, and that's 6 months ago.
I need to look into that. I've not seen that. I'll look at the Texas law. But back to TikTok. You think the bill as it went through the House yesterday should pass? You're for it.
Tell me again the nature of the bill that's coming up. You mean to ban TikTok?
That's right.
Imagine if you've got TikTok in Texas and somebody can snitch on you just by listening through TikTok. So that could be hundreds of billions of dollars that the taxpayers of Texas can end up paying secretly.
It could be. I don't know if those two things go together. The snitch all there and TikTok. So I appreciate your call. You're kind of going into some other subjects here, but you know, appreciate it. Call back, check in from California again. I tell you, I grab a text here for we got a bunch of texts to get to, and we'll get to more calls after the news at 343-0106. Oh, this is good too. Just off subject for a second here. And this is good because I'm going to see him tonight. So doesn't have Meta. said he saw the Davy Crockett movie, right, that is that we've talked about for a while with my buddy Cameron Smith. So I guess he saw the Davy Crockett movie over the weekend when he's homesick. He said it's kind of a hillbilly John Wick. Indian's portrayal was probably the best part. I'm going to see Cameron and his family tonight. We're going to be down in the bayou eating dinner with the extended family there with Cameron and the parents and all that. At the same time, I just got a heads up from Pat. Somewhere in the bayou has crawfish at the right price. So I'm going to hit both of those spots tonight. See you in a little bit, Philo Battery.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
12:35 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. To Pat and others, I always on the text line, I always appreciate heads up for lowest crawfish prices you can find. And that works out because I'm going to be at a very popular seafood restaurant in the bayou tonight with Cameron Smith and family. And then beforehand, I can stop by and pick up some crawfish, put them in the cooler. That's good stuff. I appreciate it. All right. This is good because, you know, I played at the beginning purposefully. I played two clips. Somebody who is pro the TikTok ban, Congressman Gallagher, and then anti Thomas Massey, Congressman Massey, for a point, because in amongst the Republican ranks, okay, in amongst the Republican ranks, in AL1, current Congressman Jerry Carl in AL1 voted for the ban yesterday. Same time, Republican nominee for AL1 in the upcoming general, in other words, he's already won it. Congressman Barry Moore voted no. So we had a split specific on our delegation, the current serving AL1 congressman and the soon-to-be AL1 congressman. One voted yes, one voted no on the ban. And looking through this text line, this is why I think this is an interesting discussion. Often when it's all just one-sided, I know there's some of y'all that love echo chamber radio, but sometimes it's boring. This is not that, because I'm looking through the text, and we'll go through these, so many here, that are both sides of this, okay? Both sides. So Terry says, if it's TikTok today, it's Truth Social tomorrow. And that's this idea. You heard Thomas Massey kind of saying that, you know, this is the start of something that could be used for other platforms. Ozzy says they're trying to ban TikTok not because it's a security threat, but because they cannot control it. Okay. And you do wonder how much of it is the real fear of Chinese surveillance or and like I said, you know, we could talk about this specifically with TikTok, but if you had a choice, and this is, I mean, I'm playing devil's advocate against myself, but if you had a choice because this is tough when you're a free market person, but if you could have a foreign entity control a U.S. news service, TV, print, radio, or an American company doing it, which one would you choose? I mean, I would choose American. At the same time, I got to look at the fact that if we limit that right of that foreign company to be seen, heard in the United States, do we limit more opinions, more information, and some liberty for the American citizens in the world? Bill says, if TikTok goes away, I feel sure something will fill that void. Hopefully the new option will be safer for our country. Now, T-Bone has interrupted here in this sage discussion we're having. T-Bone says, Biden's gone against TikTok because he believes they're responsible for the downfall of certs. T-Bone, are certs still out there? Remember the certs with the stuff? Can you still get certs? Are they gone completely? The unnamed texter says, HR 7521 is about information control. Page 8 will give the executive branch. And this is the thing that, good for you, unnamed texter, who has read it. I was trying to get a hold of the whole copy and read through the, you know, the little, where you hit the PDF thing today, and it just, too many things going on here at work before the show, because that's something I will enjoy over the weekend, probably sitting down reading this. Hopefully I won't fall asleep. But this texture says HR 7521 is about information control. Page 8 gives the executive branch the power to define any platform as, quote, foreign owned, end quote, whether it's foreign or not. This will be used to get rid of Elon. They own the rest already. And this is, you know, a lot of people talking about that this is just the TikTok ban is just the entree into going after X or Twitter, right? So, let's see. Fire Dog says, every visit to TikTok, see, this is a really a refreshing subject to see so many different opinions. Fire Dog says every visit to TikTok sends a fraction of a penny to the Chinese government. I guess that's true. I know the Chinese have, I mean, if you're running a private, you know, air quotes here, private business in China, you're not running a private business. The Chinese Communist Party has a say-so in what you do. But that's a thing. To what degree, I don't know, but it exists. But Fire Dog goes on to say, every visit to TikTok sends a fraction of a penny to the Chinese government. This is directly used for concentration camps for the Uyghurs, fentanyl compounds to Mexico to poison our citizens. The Chinese Communist Party is using this as part of their tripod to divide and destroy the U.S. from within. Next texter, unnamed texter, says, without X or Twitter, we lose everything. You know, that platform. And so, like others had said before, they believe that this going after TikTok, this is the populist rah-rah that gets the bill passed. And just like the Patriot Act, right? People say, well, I wanna do what we can to get the terrorist. But then the Patriot Act gets used to do more than that. Is that what could happen with this bill? You're like, yeah. Even the people who would support, like, go get the Chinese and TikTok, go get them. But then it gets used maybe next to go after other groups. And maybe that is other social media platforms, like somebody said earlier, that they don't already own. And remember, they don't own the other ones. But I went back to this. I kept saying this when it happened over and over. And I got some attention, but not as much as I thought it should. When they were discussing, who was the press secretary back then? She's on like MSNBC now, Redhead. Oh my gosh, can't forget her name for a second. But she was doing a presser, and it was a discussion of Facebook and COVID, what they were calling misinformation. And they even said it in the presser. They said, well, we're not telling Facebook who they can, what posts and who they can have on there. We're just making them aware of things that are going on their platform. Now, come on. I mean, what kind of simpleton do you have to be to go, oh, well, that's the government's not telling them what to do. What, the same government that controls their future? Between protections, right? The government protections that go to these social media platforms. And here's a government spokesperson saying, well, we're not telling them they can't have these people on. We're just making them aware. You know, if you make your child aware of something they're doing wrong without telling them, you say, hey, I see that you're doing so-and-so. What did you just say to them? Derek says on the text line, it's dangerous to only hear approved news organizations. RT got banned, and they have gone OG Ron Paul. So RT is talking about the Russian news source. And I'm with you. No fan of Russia's, but Derek, I'll agree. Quite often, like when we have somebody who has a different opinion on as a guest here, and I see the text on that, like, we can't hear from them, shut them down. And I say, no. Iron sharpens iron. It is good to hear different opinions. This idea that you're mental midgets or mush brains and can't hear another opinion without running to it, I think is inaccurate. Doesn't have Meta, which he says, Sean, you know how I feel about social media from my handle, right? So he's, in other words, he doesn't have the social media. That's his handle on the text line. He said, however, so this is good. He's not a social media person, but he says, however, if we ban TikTok, how long is it before they are allowed to ban the Bible? Once again, they're trying to normalize stepping on our constitutional rights like they did with COVID, telling us it's for our own good. These people behind this need a butt whipping. And yes, he used another word, but I'm cleaning up the show here, doesn't have Meta. Avit says on the text line, who's a bigger threat to national security, TikTok or the current media? Who comes after TikTok and who gets to decide? The Real Sam says, if this is like the Patriot Act, then yes, it's not good. And to be honest, because of things like Patriot Act, I don't trust our government anymore. Superbomb says, well, I'm 52 and an avid TikTok user. I don't mess with Facebook anymore. I honestly don't see TikTok as Chinese surveillance or the Chinese trying to radicalize everyday Americans. It's not even the Chinese. TikTok's from Singapore. I think this has everything to do with our government having no control over how quickly any message gets out on TikTok. I saw October 7th happen in real time. The festival goers live streamed it. TikTok users see what's going across the country and the world in real time as opposed to a sanitized version on the 6 p.m. news loaded with half-truths. Now, part of my not adopting TikTok has just been stubbornness because it's what everybody else is doing. So horrible contrarian streak that I have, which I'm not proud of, but it's just a thing. Keeps me forgetting it. But I do watch people that have it and they get, I guess the algorithm is amazing. So I'm a fan of Instagram for like not work stuff, Instagram. I know folks are calling. We'll get your calls here after the break at 343-0106. Hold on. But Instagram is pretty good. It's figured out because, like I said, I use it for, I kind of keep the work stuff out of it and more of that is just, regular life, outdoor stuff and that. And the algorithm seems pretty good for me. Like I'm clicked on something with bird dogs. And next thing I know, I got all kind of English pointers and German short hairs and all that stuff in my mix. It's good. And it boots and tractors and all that stuff that fires me up. But I watch somebody else on TikTok and the algorithms, it is better. It is better. So there's some temptation there. But then again, what Supermom said is kind of where I am too. Do I have anything that the CCP wants to know? Probably not. Then again, when they did the bans for TikTok being on government official phones, I said, well, that may be something to that. And by the way, it looks like a lot of y'all are chiming in about certs. Yes, that had the drop of retsin in it. Yes, retsin is what made search, right? I don't know if certs are still out there, but certs, yes, with retsin. We had no idea what retsin was, but we were all, okay, it's discontinued. Thank you. T-Bone sent me a thing. Discontinued certs, so they're not there. What are they doing with all the retsin supplies now that certs is gone? Has the market been flooded with extra retsin? Question. Terry said American companies haven't done very good at protecting customer information either, and they know and they kowtow to Biden administration in who and what to censor. So why does it matter if it's TikTok or Google? Jerry says Fire Dog. So internal text discussion. I like this too. Remember we used to have bulletin boards for radio station years ago, bulletin boards. Says Fire Dog, every container ship full of cheap blank from China sends millions to the red Chinese communist and destroys our country, our bay. And thank you. Somebody said Jen Psaki. Thank you. I was just having one of those moments. One of those moments where I had forgotten. Yes, Jen Psaki was the one who was saying, hey, we don't tell Facebook to remove people. We just make them aware of people that have misinformation on their platform. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. All right, let's go to the phones at 343-0106. And Billy is in Mobile up next. Hey, Billy.
Hey, Sean. I watched those congressional hearings about all this when they had Mark Zuckerberg stand up and apologize to all those families that, their kids committed suicide or jumped off, all those
right,
kind of things.
Right.
Do you remember any of that?
I do, yes. Yes.
Right, and so with the TikTok thing, what's happening is, and they made a clear distinction, that on TikTok, when you get it in China, 90% of the stuff that goes in China on TikTok is like math-oriented.
Yeah, did you see that? If people don't know what Billy's talking about, it is like positive, educational. Of course, that exists in a communist country where they control the information, but it's all to the benefit of the citizens, not the waste time stuff that we get thrown here in the U.S.
Exactly. And so what's happening is a lot of these social media, Facebook's, part of it as well. Now, I'm not saying get rid of them, but what I'm saying is something needs to be, brought in because the harm that, as an adult, you can kind of, see the difference in what's good and bad. But as a child growing up and you're sitting there watching TikTok and they're telling you how to commit suicide, how to do these certain things as a child. And guys, that's what this is really all about. Most adults can handle it. But a child, and, get the parents involved. You know, what are they letting their kids on TikTok for? But that is the narrative, that it's something has to be done in order to bring this to bear as far as responsibility. And as far as, like, getting rid of TikTok, they're not saying get rid of TikTok. What they're saying is an American institution needs to purchase TikTok and then let it go.
Yeah, I think Mnuchin and others are talking about pulling capital to do it. It'd be interesting to see also driving the price of that. You know, if you, I'm just looking at it, trying to figure out it from a like a business angle. If you have a required sale of a product, does that benefit the seller or does that benefit the buyers? You know, I'm trying to look into where's the angle, the capitalist angle of me goes, where's the deal?
Sure. Yeah, but I mean, if it's not turning a profit, you're not going to be around long.
True. So, I mean, if you think, okay, so you have, Billy, you had some real, like, I think, cogent talking points. Number one, you would suggest maybe some kind of age limit?
Well, I mean, that's on the parent. You know, I mean, my daughter has a phone, and she's only 13, but we have parent locks on that phone. You know, like, we can see what she's seeing and let her only see certain things. Not that I'm trying to be a communist about it. I'm just trying to be a parent about it.
Yeah. I get you. The only thing I worry about that is I've gone through that with my kids some, and then I go, how the heck are you, or hell, are you looking at this thing? And I figure out there's another way around it. And I keep checking back because I was a kid too, and whatever, you know, whatever rule was put in, I figured out some, most of the time, figured out some hustle around it, you know, just some kind of get around.
Like HBO and all that of the world.
Oh yes,
right?
Oh yes,
Cinemax.
Yes.
But I mean, we're of a different generation. I know, dude. Right? But we're of a different we're of a different generation, man. I mean, the media now, and I agree with 90% of your callers. Look, the media is so left leaning now that you cannot get a, you know, middle of the road kind of thing. You're going to either get left or you're going to get right.
That's
and
for sure.
Most of your CBS and all that is left.
And no argument with that. No argument there. That's reality. Billy, I appreciate your call. Thank you, man, for chiming in. Leaves the line open at 343-0106. We'll get more calls and more text talking TikTok. And then next hour, Dale Leash, Land Yap, joins me. Lots to talk about here in Mobile. Coming right back.
Trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Looks like the text line is listening as well. I mentioned German Shorthair Pointers, and I'm getting pictures from y'all. GSPs, cool stuff. All right, welcome back. This very program is called Midday Mobile. It has a phone number that's 343-0106. 343-0106 also works as a text. By the way, two shows on the road tomorrow. We are live at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show with the Grander Marine. Grander, see what they did there? Grander opening. So they got the new location. We're going to celebrate that tomorrow doing Midday Mobile from South Baldwin. Hopefully you get a chance. My folks in Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, all that good stuff. The Greater Foley Metroplex. You know, Bon Secours, if you want to represent. Josephine, if you want to represent, I'll be there. See y'all then. All right, Sean on the text line says, remember, once they take something away from you, you never get it back. And Brandon wonders, who's a bigger threat? I like that y'all have taken to calling it Tic-Tac. Tic-Tac or the Biden administration. Jason says, TikTok is like the pot talk. TikTok is like the pot talk. That's like a haiku of sort. That's just a regular rhyme. TikTok is like the pot talk. Yes, there's a couple small benefits, but overall, it makes you stupid. I think all we talk about what, like in China, how they have their TikTok serving up educational things and positive things. You wonder with American youth, the youths, which I used to be one, if you served them up positive, you'd have to hide it. You know, the way you hide the medicine for the dog inside the cheese wedge or something like that, you know, the little cheese square. Because American kids, which I was one, I'm not pointing at that, I was one, I'd be like, that's stupid. I'm not looking at that. They're trying to teach me something. I don't need no learning. Why they got to do that? Right. This unnamed texter said, so they're worried about China, but they're letting thousands of Chinese men come across the border, and they let a Chinese spy balloon fly across the entire country. This texter says, unnamed texter, if you deposit or withdraw a certain amount of money, our government is watching you. So who is gathering information? Yeah, what's that cutoff? Isn't it like, is it $1,000 or is it eight, that number? We talked about it a good bit on the show, yeah, that they report that in. Dan and Daphne says, I was listening the other day to the guest host, and he was telling about how he became a felon. Oh, you're talking about Brian Dawson, who was in for Jeff Poore. He said, I think it was in Colorado, and how he escaped the many times anyway, basically gave his testimony and missed most of that. Sorry, I'm reading y'all an interrogatory, but this is good. This is a good way to segue here. Dan saying, I missed most of it. I can't find it on the podcast anyway. I can listen to that story in its entirety. Yes, our podcast. So if you'll go into the podcast and... I think Brian filled in on Monday. If you'll go to the Jeff Poore Show tab there, when you can get our podcast through the FM Talk 106.5 app. Get them through the website or any of the podcast platforms out there. And you can search, but you can just scroll. Dan, what I would do is just scroll to Monday's Jeff Poore Show. And I think it was in the second or third hour he gave his testimony. You can check it out right there. If you've got any other issues, let me know. But yeah, 56 hours a week of podcasts are posted, and they're waiting for you now.
In sports, every point counts. And at Alpha Insurance, we know when it comes to your budget, every dollar counts. That's why we work to get you the lowest rates and best discounts available. Plus, every Alpha policy comes with personal service from our hometown team. Call Alpha to start saving today. In Daphne or on the Eastern Shore, call Morgan Bradley at 626-3383 or stop by the office just off Highway 98 in Fountain Square. Morgan Bradley and Alpha Insurance.
Get your day started with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on Mobile Mornings.
FBI and Department of Justice.
Retail stores across Alabama had a record.
Featuring Dr. Bill's forecast.
We got some nice dry weather for Friday, Saturday.
Traffic with Kane.
Still looking good on the roadways. Tell me
the latest in sports.
The Mobile Morning Sports Report.
And three big things you need to know.
Get your morning started right now with three big things you need to know.
It's the newest and hottest morning show on the Gulf Coast. Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig at 6 on FM Talk 106.5.